The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Okay, last time, you guys escaped from Menza Berenzen, you windwalked back to Araj, and you delivered the last of the required items. Viserion takes it all, starts working, says he needs 10 days. You have 10 days to do whatever prep you want to do before you head off to set off the ritual.
Hookers and blow. 9 days of hookers and blow.
I mean, Viserion's got a ton of unseen servants floating around. I'm sure you could work something out with them, but...
Yeah, hookers and blow.
Scary movie reenactment.
I must not be remembering
Scary Movie 2, and it's Tori Spelling, who gets fucked by the ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're totally taking this spell and setting it off in Luskin, right? Fuck you, Grump. It's all your fault to begin with. And just blow the whole thing.
I'll be honest. I never cared for Luskin.
I mean, it's basically a dead city anyway, so why not just coup de grace?
Sorry, Jeff.
We got 10 days to level up again.
Just like, I'm fucking done preparing for Luskin.
God damn it, Schroeder. You told me you guys are totally going to go
nope,
to here.
Fuck it. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Three more sessions. Let's finish it up.
I have nothing. I was going to have some things prepared for this situation, but I have nothing.
Ooh, what if we tried to travel to Avernus and set it off there? How do we get there?
Well, I can plane shift now.
What's his name will tell you that would not work.
Because Jeff doesn't want to do it.
I don't believe.
No, because they have been trapped here on the Prime Material Plane, and it can summon them through the Prime Material Plane. They couldn't cross planes.
Gotcha.
No cross-mogenization.
Something like that, sure. You have a ton of people that you started out with and that you collected along the way. You could work to arm them and prepare all of them for the fight. You can go gather other allies. You could whatever you want to do. You know where you want to do this, I'm assuming. We've talked about the maze engine. That's where you guys said you wanted to do it. But if you want to do somewhere else, that's up to you. You could scout the site. You could figure out what is going on there. You still haven't even seen the maze engine.
Yeah, we do have a little time to go figure out what's going on with the maze engine before we do this thing. I'm okay with going to do that if anybody else would like to.
There are a couple of characters that I need to know where they're at. You had a Modron, at least one Modron. I can't remember if you found more.
It was just one.
Okay.
No matter how many times you say Modron, all I can picture is Fugitoid.
Fugitoid.
He was from the planet Modron, wasn't he?
Who is Fugitoid? I don't
actually.
I'm pretty sure he was from like Modron or something very similar. It's the robot from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The one from like the 2011 series.
Oh, I was gonna say the only robot I remember is Metalhead.
Older than that, isn't he?
Huh?
He's older than that, isn't he?
Oh no, I do remember a robot even from the 80s series, but yeah. Either way. I don't remember what his name was.
Fugitoid.
I don't think that was the name of the one in the original series. At least from the action figures. But that is neither here nor there.
You're not talking about Krang's robot, are you?
No. It was a gold-bodied robot, and I can't remember. Yeah. So what do you guys want to do? Or are we just skipping ahead?
The Fugitoid.
That is actually the shape of the character that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, because it's the character that you're thinking of.
I didn't know that was its name.
It's the Fugitoid.
None of us have anything planned, so sure, we'll arm people. I don't know. Let's just push forward, I guess. I got nothing else.
Some of us have things planned. Thank you.
Hookers and blow.
I mean, beyond that.
Well, then speak up.
Well, I know. I want to call some of my best friends. I'm like calling a favor.
I figured we would. Are we calling Bruner?
One of his soldiers. I'd like to borrow some guys.
Okay.
I don't know if Thibbledorf is still alive at this point or not.
No.
All right.
He is not.
But somebody's in charge of the brigade.
Yeah.
I'd like them, please. That's all I want.
You don't remember the character that it was?
No, I don't remember which character it was. It's one of the many characters that are in that goddamn series.
No, it's not. It was Malin Brassrocks.
Oh, it's Jeff being a fuckface. So, yes, no, I'm going to call 20 of my favorite dwarf friends to come do hookers and blow until we're ready to go face Krang at the Technodrome or whatever we're doing. I'm just stuck on fugitoid references.
You're going to have a hard time getting... Well, no, you could go back and forth and pick people up.
I could.
So, yeah. If you want the gut buster brigade, then yes.
Yes.
They would be all about this.
Yes, I know they would, which is why I wanted them here.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. If I am going to make one valiant charge in this game as this character, I'm going to, with permission of King Brunor, lead the Gutbuster Brigade into battle against all the fucking, you know, awful stuff. Like, how else am I going to go out?
Yeah.
So hookers and blow with the Gutbuster Brigade.
That would be an interesting...
I mean, they're going to party hard.
Yeah.
Until we have to walk to...
We don't have to walk.
Well, we have to get there.
You're going to have some walking because you can get back to, like, I think it was the...
Right, it was near the Angels.
Yeah, the Angels was where you set something up to get back to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they look like.
I mean, that's what I assumed that they were.
Yeah.
He played one.
I did. It was in a game that you weren't in, but that's what I played.
Gotta love the Gutbuster Brigade. It also references in here, I don't know them, but others. If there are other Battle Rager brigades, I would absolutely call in those chips if I have them to play.
You've got some, but not all of them.
Fugitoid hails from the planet Dahunib.
Oh. Well.
Thank you for clarifying that.
I know it was on everybody's mind.
In the cars were screaming the whole time.
Do we want to take the Modron to the orrery before we and like scout out what we're going to do here before we do it? I assume that's probably a pretty good idea instead of just walking into it blind.
Yeah, sure. It's a good idea.
Then I guess that's what we're doing.
Okay. So you're taking a couple days. You're making your way to Gontal Grim and back. You're getting everybody ready. Are you taking everybody with you, or what's the plan?
Do we want to set up there for a while and just base camp there? Anybody not staring at stuff?
I'm listening. I think that we're going to have to travel there. So, and did we decide how many days it was after the Angels? Like, is it close or?
What was the gnoll's name? That was the other one that I was going to ask you about. What did you do with the gnoll that was guiding you?
Oh, Noel Gallagher? I don't know.
I think you left him at Araj, but...
I think we did, too.
Because you went back there before you left for Luskan.
And we brought him back. We didn't let him just die.
Right. Okay. He could tell you that it... within a day and a half from the Angels.
Within a day and a half from the Angels. Okay. So... If we're looking at things, it's a travel to Gontal Grim, bare minimum a rest and back. However long it takes to get our people to come back with us. So I'm assuming bare minimum that's 2 days, maybe three, to convince Brunner to let us have them.
Mm-hmm.
So then if we're going to travel another day and it's another day and a half, we're looking at best to be at day six or seven of the 9 days before he's ready.
Okay.
To be able to even get there if we don't run into anything. And... My understanding is he's just giving us the stuff, or isn't he giving us like a talisman or something to set it off?
Correct. Which won't be done until the 10 days are up.
Okay, so I would have to travel back. We would have to travel back and get it.
Correct.
Okay.
So you can either wait it out or and then go, or make
a trip
look, back.
We can go look first.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad idea to take a party and scout and everything else. We could pop a whole bunch of people through there and have them scout ahead and look around and get the Battle Ragers in place.
Yeah.
I guess let's go and see if it's all been cleared out, because they're how far away from where all the from where the Knoll guided us through
to the Maze Engine? About a day and a half.
No. I'm forgetting. The place where we saw all the all of his Knoll buddies and everything else. Because like the logistics of where everything at confuses me.
Oh.
I guess the question is it close? Are we popping back into there?
No. You saw all the Knolls and Yinagu somewhere back around the spiral of the Horned King. I can't talk.
Correct.
Here is the Filth Riddens. That's the where you ran into the cannibals.
Okay.
And here is the Gallery of Angels.
So pretty okay.
Yeah,
so
this is miles apart.
Okay, that's just what I wanted to clarify. You know, D&D miles go by in 10 seconds. So we can bring people in and set up a base camp and, like, secure the area without knowingly causing a ruckus.
We can also right. always set up our Fortress of Solitude as well.
From the Gallery of Angels, it's it's one hex
okay.
to get to the Maze Engine.
So 12 miles.
20. Did I say?
Pretty sure it's 12.
I guess it would be half a hex because it is 12 miles.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't set up our fortress.
Correct. I think that's the thing. Because then you could theoretically, we could get so that we're right next to it, set up the fortress, establish a base camp, prep everything, have outriders, make sure nobody's going to try and fuck with us, get the battle ragers in place, and then, you know, take a force. How many does the tower sleep?
It was three massive, floors. So I don't know.
Probably fine.
It was at least three floors. You remember what we're talking about?
Yeah.
This fortress?
It's two floors and a roof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume we could all cramp in there if we need to.
Yeah, I think it was like 40 by 40 square.
Yeah.
Two floors.
Okay. Let's do that then.
Cool.
No, I think I did make it three floors because it was the lab, sleeping quarters, and then like the living area down below.
Where he was on a that table.
Correct.
That is mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then we'll go to scout the area and set up our fortress and do the stuff.
Okay, so you're going to travel back to the Gallery of Angels.
Correct.
With how much of your crew?
I would assume the Battle Ragers. And probably some of the, at least the scouts.
Yep.
And the Fugitoid. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
The Modron.
Yep.
And probably the Knoll to lead us.
Yep.
So, I don't know how many would be in the group of Battle Ragers. I don't know how many that is.
20.
Okay. So, we're looking at 26, not including us, if we're okay. not adding anybody else.
All right. You get back to the Gallery of Angels. At least three of your guys go nuts when they brush up against an angel. You guys head out. You can get there in a day. That's fine. I can't... I think it was one hex is one day's travel, so I was calculating wrong.
Okay.
Say 12 hours travel. Who's going where? Are you splitting off the scouts? Are you all going as a clump of people? What's going on? Because I need to know how things are going to react.
Do we...
Send some scout... I would send, depending on how many scouts we have left, I think we had four or five of them. I would send everyone essentially.
We hadn't actually lost any because the ones that we had lost were petrified and we saved them.
Yeah. That's right. So, I mean, I would send them in cardinal directions, you know what I mean? In like pairs of two. So I know we're three dimensional here, but essentially two to the north, two to the south, two to the east, and two to the west.
Right.
So they would be ahead. The main force is going to be led by the Knoll and would contain the Battle Ragers and us.
Okay. Are you guys heading straight for the Maze Engine?
Is there some other way to go?
I mean, are you letting the scouts go out, come back, and you guys forge ahead after that, or what?
No, we've got time.
I mean, the scouts would go out. We would go, but we're traveling slower as a group.
Okay. I'm just trying to get...
Check, test.
Sorry. This looks like it's got some space between...
Seems like it's... Is it picking me up?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So, give me some survival checks for your scouts in the labyrinth.
Well, based off of their stuff, right?
Shield Guardian. Do you have scouts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've kept them. Since they don't have a specific...
Wisdom.
It is wisdom, isn't it?
That's weird that they would not have any kind of proficiency in it.
Yeah, and their wisdom...
Which one are you looking at?
Oh, I'm an idiot. Plus
five. It has a plus 5.
I didn't see the skills line. Yeah, we're good. It was a 10.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it was a 9.
How many scouts did you have?
We had 4 parties, didn't we?
Sure, yeah. Give me 4 rolls.
That's a 21.
It was a 22, or the 23, actually. And then a 14, because you're adding plus 5.
I rolled a 16, not an 18 on the first one.
Okay.
It's a 14. That is a 22.
Okay.
So.
You guys move ahead. The knoll is able to take you on clear paths.
Okay.
That's not an issue. Okay. Are you waiting for the scouts to come back before you go?
No, I think that they're just traveling cool. faster.
You'll get there. You basically find a huge cavern. It looks like there was some kind of a structure here. Like some kind of a shrine, a temple, something. There are marble stairs going up to a platform. Not really a platform, like a raised building. Like an old Greek temple. You know, the stairs go up and there's a big flat area and then columns.
It's a launch pad, the Akunaki.
Right. At least what's left of it. It looks like the back half of this cavern has collapsed, including most of the building. The maze engine sits on what's left of this huge stone platform up these marble stairs. You can see the top of it as you're approaching. And it's warm in here.
Okay. Any sign of where the heat is coming from?
There's a red glow coming from behind the maze engine. Perception checks from everybody, please.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're going to get it, but or at least somebody will.
Not with that roll, I probably won't.
I got a 16.
Perfect 10.
Big old 10.
He wins.
He wins. Oh, wow.
He's good.
Okay.
See what happens when you assume?
We'll see.
Lava monster.
No, you see a misshapen creature. You don't know. You didn't roll high enough to know what it is. It's a big damn creature. It turns and it sees you and poof, it's gone.
Okay.
Neat. Like, first off, how big?
Is there an arcana or like a history roll I could make to know of a big damn creature that could do what it just did?
Tarrasque.
Please no.
That's real big damn big.
Well, he said it was a huge cavern.
Not that damn big. It's large. Okay. Mechanically large sized.
Okay. So then
how far away was it? It's where this lava area that we're looking at, or this
it
red
was down,
color.
Down around the base of the stairs.
Okay. And it poofed like smoke of brimstone, or like invisibility cloak, or teleported to the Star Trek Starship
Enterprise.
You have
no idea. You're a barbarian.
That's why I was asking if I was able to make like an arcana or a history roll.
Make me an arcana check.
Hey, don't assume
not
barbarians.
Why? Because you didn't notice it. You didn't see it happen. You wouldn't be able to analyze
hey,
it.
Hey, Fugitoid.
It's a 23.
That was definitely a teleportation.
Okay.
Scotty beamed it up.
Well, I will inform them of what I saw.
Yep.
We can expect a barrage of photon torpedoes at any point.
Sure. Cool.
So it was, what did the creature look like?
It was a big, huge ass blob that was red.
Do you think it's rolling an attack on us right now?
Potentially.
Okay, just curious.
I don't know.
How do we get down?
Oh, wait a minute.
Or up? Or
off his description and a roll of 21 in animal handling. Well, that does that give me more insight into what this creature might be?
With animal handling?
Yeah.
No. No. It was definitely more like bipedal, and I won't say humanoid, but it was like two legs and two arms.
But it was like an amorphous blob-like creature?
You're pretty sure you saw wings, too.
Okay. Then I'll say that I'm pretty sure I also saw wings.
This doesn't sound like it's getting to be any better of a description. Nope. How do we get up or down or relative? I don't know where we came into this cavern at. From above, from below, off the side?
Kind of laterally.
Okay, so we...
To the base of the stairs.
Okay, so we theoretically have a level-ish path to go over to the stairs then?
Yes.
And how high is the cavern up? I know you said it was a good-sized cavern, so...
It is. Hang on. I don't want to draw every...
What day is the 16th? It's Friday.
Saturday is the 16th, because that's the Butland football game that Corey invited us to.
Oh, it is.
I have Josh's.
Just have to see what happens between now and then. Not uninterested, but just gotta see.
Okay, here's the main gist of the cavern that you're entering. You're entering down here.
Yep.
Okay.
There, you see large pillars going up into the darkness beyond where you guys can see.
Okay.
You can figure out how tall it is, but you can't see it from down here. These are the stairs, and then what is left of the temple building type thing, and the maze engine are up here.
What are the columns made out of?
Worked stone.
Any aesthetic that they have?
Make me a history check.
Him or anybody?
Anybody who wants to inspect them.
You just assume because I'm a barbarian I don't know history?
Correct. I just assume that I'm the one who specifically aimed at certain skills.
Total of a 30.
I do not beat 30.
Okay.
Same card you always get?
Fortuitous circumstance.
Okay.
Fortuitously know what these columns are for.
Like, you have a lot of information about the current gods, even some old dead civilizations and things like that. You can tell that this is some kind of worship of law, like the ideal of law.
I am the law.
Yeah, that's on there.
It's just a big dread helmet at the top.
No, it's just Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
There's not one deity that you can pick out. It's imagery that is centered around the idea of law.
Is there any kind of
order?
Dun dun.
You can see. Some of these pillars you find carvings of Modrons. Some of them you find carvings of.
Does anybody think that it's ironic that there's basically a worship temple to law in the chaos of a labyrinth?
Wasn't always a labyrinth. The labyrinth was created by miners.
Am I misremembering?
I think that's illegal.
Am I misremembering that we were getting closer to like where Baphomet was supposed to be down here?
I don't think that you are.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Baphomet and you saw Yinagu down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are both loose in the labyrinth.
So I'm wondering if we should maybe not pursue this too much further before Baphomet just pops his disgusting head up.
Yeah, okay, it's like 30 of us versus him. Let's do it. One less god to worry about later.
And
I kind of want to see how he does in the battle royal.
You got money on Baphomet?
No, I think that, it is what it is. Oh. I feel pretty good with battle ragers. Pretty solid.
You just see them like scaling the demon lords.
Oh, 1,000.
Just on their way up.
With their fists. Yeah. By putting their fists into it. That's how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we know much about Baphomet and
The fuck?
Fucking rookie, Jeff.
No, I shut it off earlier. I don't know why it's being stupid now.
Darn fangled technology.
Yep.
Well, I mean, whatever's going to happen is when we go over there and start climbing the stairs, if this were a film.
I just shut the fucking thing off. Oh, no, I shut off Wi-Fi calling. Not sound. God damn it.
Hey, kids and their newfangled technology.
I just wish I could mimic it just to, like, fuck with you.
I mean, we could probably find that audio clip somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely you could.
I could have a Bluetooth speaker nearby.
Yeah.
What do we know about Baphomet?
He's something we gotta kill. Let's carry on.
Other than that.
I mean, you rolled for all this before.
Yeah.
Baphomet is the demon lord of Minotaurs. His domain in the abyss is a labyrinth.
Right.
That's why he settled here.
Kind of looks like that.
Like this.
To a degree, yes.
Is there more that you're wanting to know or anything specific?
Which one's that one? Huh? Red.
That would be Orcus.
Oh, that was okay.
Yeah. Dot Matrix.
I remember that show.
It's because it's old, Jeff.
I know.
You know what a dot matrix is.
I do know what a dot matrix is.
It's probably what you wrote your first term paper on.
It's a typewriter.
You know, I never took the typing classes that were on typewriters. They did have them at my high school, but...
In the 1950s?
Hey. Not quite that far back, but...
Sorry, 1960s?
You're in the age group of people who used to watch JAG.
No, I never watched that.
Remember the 40s?
What? What are you babbling about now?
I got a reference.
Yeah.
It's quite a thing.
Anyway, so is this like a temple to your people then?
It's not a temple to my people. It's a temple to law. It's not I'm assuming you're talking to the Modron.
Yeah.
It's poor role-playing. You're supposed to go, zero. No.
I mean, I would presume.
No, because if he's communicating with him, he's somehow got the helm of telepathy because the Modron doesn't speak common.
Yeah. It doesn't have to respond. I'm just asking questions.
No, I'm assuming you guys have figured out some way to communicate with him.
Well, we had already figured it. Somebody's got tongues. I couldn't remember.
Ticker tape just starts spitting out of its chest.
Beep, 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 it's just graded beep, beep, Scantron papers.
Abba cabba.
No, it'll explain to you that this was a site that was devoted to law and order. The natural order of the planes and keeping everything working.
Did it run off of lava or?
No, that's new.
Do all devils right. have wings?
Probably some of them.
Probably a decent assumption.
Okay.
Let's go take a look, gang.
Murrow. Going up to the maze engine?
Yeah.
Okay. You climb 30 feet worth of stairs. You see before you a 40-foot contraption composed of gold or brass rings, like a gyroscope. There is a platform in the middle. There are spheres all around the platform, and then the rings that circle around the outside.
Around the outside.
Around the outside.
So this would be... I'm too busy rapping in my head now to come up with a...
Just say, this looks like a job for me.
Well, I was going to say, Jeff created some monsters.
Sure did.
And I was like, where do I go from there?
I hate this place.
Real monster. fucking hate you guys.
So, this orrery. Anybody with some book learning going to say, like, this is probably like the orientation of the planes and the astral bodies and everything else?
I assume that we'd already kind of covered that.
Right, but, like, that shit moves, right?
It does.
Like the stars in the sky?
Mm-hmm.
So is this position relative to fuck all anything?
I don't know what I'm rolling, but I've rolled. Would it be Arcana? Would it be History? Would it be
Arcana? Would be a good one.
Okay, then it's a 20.
A 20.
Mm-hmm. 26.
It doesn't look like it's representing anything at the moment. I mean, you can find markings on the rings. I mean, the rings are 40 feet across. Mm-hmm. You can see details that like indicate which planes they apply to and things like that. The rings represent the outer planes.
Okay.
The way the planes are laid out, you have the prime material plane in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You have, I think it's four planes that are adjacent to the prime material plane. You have the Shadowfell, you have the Feywilds, and two others. I can't remember.
Well, no, I'd have to look at the manual of the planes.
Book with I've got, picture.
Yes, there is a book. Or
yeah,
there
right,
is
it's
a
called manual of the planes.
Well, no, I mean, there's a picture of it in the DMG. But the outer planes include I believe they include the elemental planes, fire, water, air, earth.
Heart.
Thank you. Yes.
Plane of shadow, ethereal plane, astral plane.
Plane of shadow is the one I'm thinking of. I can't read that.
The transitive planes are the ethereal plane, the plane of shadow, and the astral plane.
There we go.
There it is.
Okay, so no, the Feywild and the Shadowfell are surrounding the material, are adjacent to the material plane, and then it's the elemental planes, and then the outer planes, or upper planes. Things like Elysium and
Celestia,
the Abyss, Avernus.
The Beastlands, Pandemonium.
Or no, Avernus is not the name of the planes. It's the Nine Hells. Avernus is one of the nine Hells.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanus is one of the outer planes, which is where the Modron is from.
Hey, the Gray Waste.
Hey, K-9, does this do anything? Can you fix this? Is it broken? Does it work? I have lots of questions about it.
It'll you see it just hop right up, jumping between the rings up onto the platform.
Should he be doing that?
How am I supposed to know? He knows more than I do.
How big
I'm
is this
druid,
maze
man.
Engine?
Huh?
How big is the maze engine?
It's like a 40-foot sphere.
Okay.
You're telling me that you haven't
Which
smoked a joint and tripped the ethereal plane?
Huge?
That would be gargantuan.
I haven't found that mushroom yet. That's why
Actually,
I was down
no,
here in the first
place. That's
double
the size of gargantuan. 20 by 20 is gargantuan.
So it's damn!
But there's a lot of open space in between there.
I just like that there's an outer plane called Limbo.
Yeah.
I just imagine
that's where the slods are from.
Death slods!
That made my asshole go like that.
There are worse things than slods.
I mean, you ran into one.
Yeah, they're not that bad.
You didn't fight it. It's Viserion's bodyguard.
Yeah.
We could have fought it.
You could have.
It was a death slod, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
We got time.
Go ahead.
It's not that bad. It's not good. It's not that bad.
No, so what's the Modron doing? I envision like a robotic Yoda, like in
he
fight
just,
mode.
He just climbed his
around.
Way 20 feet up above you guys. Are you guys going to follow him up there to see what he's doing?
No.
Is it possible to follow him up there?
Sure. He got up there. He's smaller than you.
Yeah, but I imagine like a jet set radio thing going on here where he's agilely like sliding on discs that are moving and...
No, nothing is moving.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like I was seeing like Yoda fighting... Like Palpatine, like
right.
He's just.
Oh look!
I mean, he is scaling it pretty adroitly.
Is there a set of stairs
no.
or a ladder nearby? Is there like an observation deck for this?
Yes, right in the middle.
But there's no easy way to get to the observation desk. Like there's
you
not
climb
a ladder.
Up.
A grappling hook.
Sure.
I'm just trying to find a way to climb up there without like touching all the shinies. Because I feel like you would get on the observation deck and you would look at the thing.
How far away is it?
How far away is what?
Where he is he at the observation deck?
Yeah, he climbed up into it.
How far up
it's
is it?
20 feet up, 20 feet
I
over.
Misty step up.
Yep.
Bloop.
Yep, Misty step?
Mm-hmm. It's a druid spell.
Really? Yeah. I didn't realize that.
I could actually face step. It's the same idea.
Yeah, I know.
It just smells super dank and you get hungry for Cheetos when he misty steps. It's like the shit that rolls out of the mystery machine when they open the door.
Yeah.
No, it's just dust on the road.
You get up there and you basically see a ton of controls that you have no idea what any of them do or what any of them mean.
Okay.
Nemodron is not like pulling levers or anything. He's kind of looking around trying to figure out what's what.
Gotcha.
He's not going all old school Cylon on us up there, is he?
I think he's still trying to figure out what's what. What's a Cylon?
Let me guess. He's got a lot of buttons and knobs and shit up there, huh?
The Modron will tell you that this has definitely not been used in a very long time. He's not sure what shape it's going to be on when you turn it on, if you can get it turned on.
Do we want to turn it on? And what does it do anyway?
It restores order.
I mean, in some ways that sounds appealing.
Yeah, and in your cult does restore order mean?
It sets things right.
All things?
For those at home, the mechanical man shrugged noncommittally.
Okay, the mechanical man, there's like three tiers of Modrons. This is the lowest, barely above like a chatbot. I mean, there's not much brain power behind this one. There's a second tier, which is much more efficient, and then there's the top tier that is above that. I'm sure that this thing has heard of devices like this. There are legends among his people about what these do.
Of the great device that restores order.
Yeah, I mean, Modrons are all about order.
The claw, yes.
It names things. It starts spitting out a label maker. It provides order!
In these legends, does it say how they're powered? How we turn it on?
Yeah, we can figure out how to turn it on.
And he just... something like comes out of him and clicks into it.
I have been chosen.
Oh no, I'm assuming that you've explained to him what your idea is to set off this ritual and everything like that. We don't want to turn this on before we're ready.
That makes sense.
Gotcha.
Let's make sure. Okay. Make sure we leave it off then.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how well this is going to work or what it's going to do when we turn it on or how long it's going to run. So
yeah, this is more like option A, us like stabby stabby option B.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. What's option C?
We throw you at whatever it is and hope that you cast something that's useful.
And once you get up to the platform where the maze engine is,
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You can see that the back half of whatever structure this was has crumbled down into a crevasse. And down at down about 60 feet, you can see lava.
Huh. Does it look like it fell
actually,
in?
Actually, no. I'm sorry. It is 100 feet down. I'm thinking of something else.
And well, is a 60-foot hidden trap that he's got somewhere, son of a bitch.
No. This is written very differently in the book. Mm. The maze engine is just like stuck halfway down a crevasse.
Oh.
And I didn't like it.
Yeah, he's final boss battling this. I mean, it's a giant, like, fucking... Like, he's literally inviting us into the end of the level. Like, please, walk through the columns to the giant platform of the thing that says, touch me.
Yes.
Like...
I'm sorry I gave you the chance to see whatever this fucking hidden thing is, but it transported out, and you really still don't know what it is.
But I mean, like, he could have fucking, like, put, you know... It couldn't be more inviting if he had literally put scotch on top of it. Speaking of which, so is that where the lava glow is coming from down there? Or
yes.
Is there other lava glow?
Nope, that's it.
So it's lava glow that's glowing up.
Okay. Oh, correct.
And so I just so happened to catch a glance of a creature. It wasn't like something that was glowing the same color as the lava.
No, absolutely okay. not.
So I totally
the only light that is in here is coming from the lava back behind.
Gotcha.
You caught in the dark, further away than you would have had dark vision, a creature turn and look and disappear.
That's good, because I don't have dark vision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the ones with dark vision and everything like that just happen to roll lower than you.
Got ya.
I will ask Commander Brass Rocks if he minds splitting the battle ragers and kind of checking out both sides of the cavern to make sure we're alone.
Sure.
And if I didn't reiterate that creature that I saw, I would let him know as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some kind of magic. Damn thing teleported.
Yep, they ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk off.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. No, the dink dink song would be way more metal from Battle Ragers.
Ding ding, ding ding ding.
Nah, nah. I am a dwarf and I'm killing some gnolls, killing gnolls, killing the gnolls. It's pretty much like that, but you just substitute whatever you need in there.
So, what would you guys like to do now?
Do we want to go back and get our talisman before we fight Baphomet, or do you want to fight Baphomet?
And do we want to set up our fortress right here, or no?
I mean, why? Like, if we think we can defend this area, so that's the thing. Let's survey the area for the next couple
hours.
How
tall are these guys actually? Like, we saw Yinagu. How tall is he?
He's like 15, 20 feet tall.
Okay. So, like, how big is Demogorgon compared to that? Because I didn't see Demogorgon. Somebody else did. How tall is Demogorgon? Are we shooting this thing in the face by being on the roof of a fortress? Are we still shooting up? Like,
I like the idea that, like you see the thing and you're like, shit, and you throw the fortress down and then run to the top of it in order to look at it, like, in the navel.
Okay.
No, it would be probably closer to eye to eye.
Okay, so, like, yeah, in my head is like, is Demogorgon 40 feet tall? Is he 100 feet tall? What are we talking about scale-wise?
I honestly don't know.
Those big things
are there any cliffs
cap out at like
here?
20 some feet.
Gotcha.
You have to go up to like the Tarrasque to start getting like
I can't remember
like
does
kaiju
this,
type
does
shit.
Does the fortress have to be on the ground to open?
Yes.
Yes.
Damn. It's like, can we throw this son of a bitch at one of these things?
But it can be inside someone.
No, it can't.
Fuck you, it can. It's not
Ant-Man.
It's in him right now. Right up the anus.
What's the password? What's the word? What's the word? Okay.
Just like...
Yeah, let's figure out what the word is.
He's going to go just like his hero, Mr. Hands.
Yeah, that's right. Brillig.
Okay. Cool. So we're in a cavern.
Secure the cavern first.
Yeah.
I think that's goal number one.
Yeah. They're spreading out to check out the rest of the cavern.
I also wrote down that Mimsy opens a door, but I don't remember what door it opened.
The front door of the...
Mimsy is the locked
oh,
front
that's
door.
The that's right. Okay.
That's the lockdown code.
Yep.
Cool. Well, let's lock
I will down. Help in securing, but I think we put the fortress up right here. And can you create a teleporty spot nearby?
I mean, I can try. I mean, if you... Yeah.
I figured out that doesn't work.
Did you bring a nice succulent with you?
I've always got what we named it, and it starts with an F. I'm pretty sure. No, I can't remember. Zirkwood is what I was always carrying with me. Yeah, not an F. Z.
Pretty close.
Tree tokens.
Yes, that's what they were.
Yeah,
I was casting it as a ritual to enrich the land.
Yes, I know.
For a year.
Yeah,
and we just played it like we could do it.
I will help with the clearing of the cavern. I'll go out with the battle rangers.
You find that it's a giant cavern. I mean, it's,
multiple it's entrances, spreads it. Single entrance.
No, single entrance.
Okay,
the one we came in.
Yeah, ground level single entrance. Up above, if you want to go fly around and find out what's up higher than you can see, that's fine. But
I mean, I could, but it's kind of a
scouts with the riding lizards maybe climb the wall.
They could.
It seems like a good idea.
Two pair come back. Yes.
Pair the scouts with the battle rager. Scout and the battle rager
in case they run into something up there.
Yeah.
And he can just dive at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We could pair a scout and a battle rager on the back of a riding lizard.
I was going to say, have you ever tried to sit somebody in razor armor on the back of a mount?
Every day. Well. Every goddamn day.
Why do you think Lucas is so crabby? His ass is
it's
just
been a rough
full
week,
of spikes.
Man. It's been a real rough couple of weeks.
You make a good point. That's fair.
Yeah, they can go scout around. I mean, there's cracks and crevices all over the place.
But sure, but we're not.
Not like, here's a hole big enough for Demogorgon to fit through or something like that.
Gotcha, yeah.
There's no dickhead worm things at the bottom underneath the bridge coming up and grabbing shit?
Nope, not that you found.
Okay.
What about fat red dragons?
You know where one of those is.
Right, but it's not here.
Nope.
Good.
Cool.
Alarm. Anybody cast alarm?
That's it.
I can't.
I don't have
it. I turn looking to some of the spellcasters.
No, I do not have alarm.
All right, Jeff, we go to sleep in the tower. Totally.
I can cast sleep. We have enough people to take watches, right?
It locks, doesn't it?
Oh, no. Yeah. It's Gojira.
Yeah, you rest.
Okay.
Technically, I don't sleep, so I can stay alert.
I only sleep for 4 hours.
Just sit him on
hours.
The top like a gargoyle?
No. Not sitting outside.
Not on the roof?
No.
Change it.
Remains eerily quiet.
Cool.
All right. I guess the question is, do we want to fuck with the orrery? Do you want to go down and check out the lava?
Well, old Moldrum buddy said not to turn it on until we're ready to do, at this point, what we would consider the thing. None of us know what the thing is.
Fuck it, let's do a thing.
But we also need to be sure that we know how to turn it on.
The Modron's sure he knows how to turn it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I believe at least Schroeder rolled high enough on Arcana.
Yeah.
You guys can figure out how to turn it on.
I did. I rolled 26.
And you're pretty sure that once you turn it on, somebody is going to have to stay up there and keep it running. Mechanically, it will be like concentrating to maintain keeping the thing running.
Mm-hmm. Maybe get some
idea.
Maybe get some picks and ropes, and if it's safe to do so, investigate that lava flow.
It was 100 feet down, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying picks and ropes and
yeah.
grapples and just swing down over the ledge and go down 20, 30, 40 feet just and just take a look at it.
You want me to just hit you with spider climb?
Well, I didn't know necessarily that I was going, but I suppose I can.
Whoever we're sending?
I just meant in general. I feel like looking at it a little bit more closely would not be a bad idea.
You can see damage going down where things have collapsed. It looks like the rift down here has opened more and more, gradually more and more.
Okay.
That's probably why the structure above collapsed.
So it looks like something opened up underneath and, you know, correct. Sort of like a sinkhole.
Basically, kind of yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. But it appears natural as best as, you know.
As best you can tell, yes.
Okay. It doesn't show signs of magic or fair's res or, you know, magic worm tunneling monsters.
This place is soaked in fair's res.
Just all over in general, or like this particular area?
You've noticed it as you've gone through the labyrinth, but it is way stronger here.
Got ya.
Okay. Excellent. I mean, I guess at this point, we're securing the location.
So when you roll to grow your trees or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or when you grow your trees, you're going to roll.
Okay.
Roll trees.
Anything else that you guys want to do? Because, like, to me, I think that you know, the Battle Ragers, we hold the location. We send the scouts out on patrol. And then have them come back, you know, every few hours.
You've still got two pair that have not shown back up yet.
Yeah, that's disconcerting.
I imagine they're not coming back at this point.
You did roll pretty shit for them.
I did.
It is a labyrinth.
They will make it out some point.
Just go to the opening and yell, hello!
We're down here!
Hello! That's all you get back.
Hey, bro.
I'm an idiot!
In Abyssal.
You're an idiot.
I would understand that, because yeah. I speak Abyssal. Stay the fuck away!
Come this way, we have cookies!
I think we said it was 6 or 7 days, so by the time you get everything checked out, you rest,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be about time to start getting ready to head back.
Yeah. Well, then I will grow my Zirkwood.
Are you letting on to Vizarin about your plan?
I don't think we intended to.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
Roll a d20.
That's probably a good result.
That's actually a one?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Roll four.
Fair's res effects.
I thought it was like a 5% chance.
Yeah, if you roll a one.
Yeah, no. There were 19 other options on that die.
I just remember having to roll a D100 before.
No, you roll a D100 to see what it does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Roll a D100.
Don't worry, guys. I got this. He just fucking, like, implodes. Just gets sucked up into a small space.
54.
He only speaks Swedish for the next 20 minutes.
You don't notice an effect.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.